There was jubilation today in Sakhumi, in the breakaway region of Abkhazia. People in the town celebrated Russia's recognition of Abkhazia as an independent state. The man who handles Abkhazia's foreign relations, Sergei Shamba, said sovereignty has always been the goal.
На самом деле, сбылась вековая мечта нашего народа за...
Many generations of our people have fought for this idea. Through the hardest times, through Stalin's era, we strove for this, and it happened.
That was Sergei Shamba, who's an official in Abkhazia. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse was in Georgia's other breakaway region, South Ossetia, earlier today when the announcement was made. Gabriel, tell us the reaction there.
Well, I was in the village of Akhalgori, which was a Georgian village within South Ossetia until the last few weeks when it was first taken over by the Russians and then the South Ossetians, who are now firmly in control. I was being shown around by a large South Ossetian militia man with an AK-47 who called himself Elbrus when I got a call from Moscow saying that the Russian president had made this announcement. I passed this information on to my guide, who seemed very pleased. He said, this is a national holiday. He said it was about time, and he immediately got out his walkie-talkie to inform his fellow soldiers who were manning a checkpoint at the entrance to the village. Now, I obviously couldn't see their reaction, but I could certainly hear it coming out of his walkie-talkie, a very noisy sound of celebration in reaction to that announcement.
And the Russian president himself and the Georgian government, the reaction there could be best categorized as what?
Furious, I think. The Georgians say this is annexation by stealth. They say that the Russians are trying to carve off bits of their territory. They call it Soviet-style imperialism. We've heard them call it 1920s-style expansion. All manner of historical analogies have been thrown at this in order to bring across Georgia's fury at what Russia is doing to it. The Russians see this completely differently. They think that the Georgians, and indeed the West, have mistaken the aggressor for the victim in this conflict, and that they are doing the right thing by their citizens in South Ossetia.
All right, just to get this straight, these two breakaway regions that today Russia has said are independent, they are not going to be part of Russia as they used to be, as Georgia, in fact, was as a whole. They are independent. But what does independence mean, and do they present a threat to Georgia itself?
Well, they're not actually legally independent in the sense that they haven't been recognized as such by the United Nations. All that has happened today is that a very large and powerful country, Russia, has said that it recognizes these two states as independent. The United States, the United Kingdom, and a number of other Western nations have come out very strongly against this, said this is unacceptable. So where we are at the moment is in a kind of limbo between de facto independence and full independence, and we'll have to see how the diplomacy and indeed the situation on the ground works its way out from here.
And is diplomacy the best or only tool that Georgia's government has?
Well, Georgia's government has very little military leverage at the moment. They were quite comprehensively beaten by the Russian army in South Ossetia. So at the moment, what the Georgians are relying on is support from the big powers, notably the United States, which is still coming out very strongly in support of Georgian territorial integrity, says that that is not up for negotiation. And the United States, in fact, is backing this up with more than just words. We saw on Sunday the arrival of the USS McFall, which is officially delivering humanitarian aid, but obviously a very clear signal being sent there with the arrival of U.S. naval personnel on the ground, or rather on the water in Georgia, just about 30 or so miles from where Russians are dug in another port, the port of Batumi. We're in fact expecting another U.S. naval vessel to arrive tomorrow morning.
The guide with whom you spoke, what does he expect will happen now that South Ossetia, at least according to Moscow, is independent? How is this man's life going to change?
I'm not sure to what extent it will make a huge difference immediately in the short run to people's lives, because South Ossetia has very much run its own affairs since the early 90s. They use the ruble, the Russian currency. Many of them have Russian passports. The infrastructure is largely Russian. So I think things, to a certain extent, will carry on as they were before, but for the South Ossetians in a much more stable and possibly settled or at least established way with that extra backing from the Russian president.
That was the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse speaking to us from the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. Russia's president, by the way, gave an exclusive interview to the BBC today. You can hear it at theworld.org.